This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We're lucky enough to be able to chat to some people here and there from all walks of life. This morning we're lucky enough to talk to a young man who's in a great performing arts play at the moment called Cooked. Yes. His name is Nicholas Curry-Innes. He's a young emerging artist who trained at the Aboriginal Centre of the Performing Arts, since worked with many companies including Bangarra Dance Theatre, Sydney Dance Company, currently working at Digi Youth Arts Centre, assistant producer and extending his dance training at Dynamite Studios. Good morning to you, Nick. How you going, brother? Firstly, where are you from and who's your mob?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm Nicholas Curry-Innes and my mob's Mullanjali and Bunjala.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. And
yes.
Tell us a little bit about this, brother. You've obviously got a pretty cool resume. some of the stuff you've obviously done already, but Cooked, it's, at QPAC. Tell us a little bit about, you being involved with this.
So I was there kind of from the start. So when we first kind of started the project a couple of years ago, when it was just an idea, I was new to Digi Youth Arts, and yep. I was a part of it then just for the trailer, and then I was happy and lucky to be around a couple years later when we actually got to put it and make it a thing. So I guess my role in Cooked, I came in as assistant producer helping Shay out, as well as one of the artists, like cast members, and I was also brought on as choreographer.
Wow. So you're obviously performing, you're behind the scenes, you're choreography as well. What can people expect? I mean, just to hear the title Cooked, it's obviously got a story, but what is it? Is it dance? Is it mostly dance? What can we expect?
So I guess what you'd expect from Cooked is, mob, we all have our different ways of storytelling. We tell stories through dance, through visual art, through song, and I guess we all kind of brought our own way of storytelling to the stage. So my background as a dancer, I brought dance to the stage, and we have poets and we have actors, and we all brought our own storytelling method to the show, and we all just collaborated, and we were all educating each other. Like, I taught some people how to dance and they taught me how to, like, speak. And, yeah, it was just amazing.
It sounds so cool. So when did you start dancing, Nick?
So I started dancing culturally. I started in high school and stuff, but it wasn't until I graduated high school where I decided, I was like, you know what, I'm going to try dance. And then I went to ACPA, did some ballet and all other styles, and I was like, oh, I'm really enjoying this. And I guess ever since then, I've just been training, trying to catch up to everyone else.
That's but, amazing. Yeah. It sounds like a wonderful performance, and so original as well, with lots of, cultural stories behind it. Now, is this true? It finishes tomorrow night?
Yeah. Saturday night's our last night.
So people have to get in quick.
Yep. Tickets are $25, I believe, Stace. And it's at QPAC. Have you had a good response from, obviously so far, Nick, and, it being started?
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of laughs in the performance. Like, yep. On the stage, we can hear everyone's reactions, and it seems like everyone's enjoying it. But more importantly, we had Uncle and Arnie come in and they approved it, and that was just amazing. That was probably our most special performance when we had community come in. It was just, I don't know, I just felt the energy on the stage. We all did, and it was just amazing to be able to have a production like Cooked.
That's on the so stage. Good. It's, yeah. To me, just listening to you, it just sounds like you are so proud and you're
passionate,
so connected, connected to your culture, which is great for a young person, to be telling stories in your own way.
Yeah, I know. Makes me a bit emotional talking about it. But, I never thought I'd be in this place doing this. especially for community. So, yeah, I'm just proud of me, the cast, and so grateful for what Did You Thought has done for, like, us youth.
Yeah, yeah, and you should be so proud, brother. You're listening to Triple A Murray Country. We're just speaking with Nicholas Curry-Inns. Brother, thank you so much for coming on this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to pick your brain about, you know, this performance and, you know, all the work you've had to go through to get it done. It's sounding like you guys are absolutely having a ball while you're doing it as well, and, you know, telling stories that are truth-telling and for First Nations people, it's amazing work. You keep doing what you're doing, brother, and make sure you get down there.
Yeah, Cremorne Cooked. Theatre, yep. A QPAC, only $25 a head.
$25, but it's a steal to go see that show. So, Nick, thank you so much again, brother. We really appreciate you coming on, and good luck for the rest of the shows that you got coming up.
Thank you. Thanks
for
having
Nick.
Me.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
See you later, brother.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.